If you go out into our orchard, you'll see some funny looking red things hanging in our apple trees. Those are our traps for the bugs and creatures that would actually use the railroad worms or produce railroad worms or moths and so on. And what we've done is to take recycled yogurt cartons and then put the sticky traps on them and then made this available so that we don't have to spray and we don't have to go and excuse me. We've made recently given away an entire bushel of apples that are just perfectly good apples, like they would have been back in time when the bugs weren't there. Come and see how you can do that same kind of thing in your own for your own fruit trees, if you have any, and do that without the poisons and the sprays and the other tasteless things that you might get when you're trying to buy apples from the grocery store, and the poisons are invisible there.
The tractor ride is going to be coming through here on Saturday, is that correct?
All right. Now, what's going to happen is that we will be running a continuous tractor ride, which means that you'll be leaving using our Alice Chalmers tractor, which Dad purchased when he sold the oxen, and a wagon behind that will seat quite a few people, and they will be running continuously. So that what you can do is get off, take a look at, tool around in all the areas that you'd like to, and then ride back when you decide you want to go back on the next ride.
And so when people come here, is there a fee for
there
to look at?
There is nothing that's a fee. This is all free. The Back in Time Tractor Show is making this free, and we're having volunteers. And what will happen is that I'll probably be out meeting you just as you come in the driveway, and then being in, well, the rain or shine, probably in front of the garage, and then there will be many, many learning stations where you can see these things and touch and feel and see how we have figured out how these things work. And I'll let you choose, looking at those kinds of things and going to the barn. As I said, we'll have the stem steam alcove. The barn was built in 1924 and was a gamble roof barn, and you can have a good look at how the hay fork and the pitchfork and all the tools and other things operated there. And again, this is historical, and yet it's the kind of thing that you definitely want to use to say, okay, what can I do today?
Right. So the tractor show, do you know the hours of the tractor show, and how you'll be open the hours of the tractor show then, right?
We'll be open the hours of the tractor show on both Saturday and Sunday, and it's from about, I think, 11 until sometime late in the afternoon. And, of course, the antique tractors will definitely be there for you to see. And on the premises, you will have the vendors, you will have the food, you will have the face painting, you'll have all the kinds of things that you would find at the Ice Age days, at the Clark County Fair, at any of these things. It'll all be free. But those are things that you definitely are having done for you or to you. And they are, in a lot of ways, even though it says back in time, much more current. And in our case, we're saying, okay, let's take a look at this map of the Coos property. We'll have a big map available. And here are the trails, and this is how you can use it. And then most of all, when I learn this stuff, it's there for a purpose. It's not something that I want to just learn about in the sense of history. It's definitely, if I learn about these trees, if I learn about these animals, if I learn about wearing a different cap for each time I go out at a different season and so on, why? How does that impact my life and the life of my kids for tomorrow?
Now, you talked about events, you know, other Ice Age days and things like that, but where are you going to ever learn as much as you'll learn during the Back in Time Tractor Show if you come here to the Coos Farm?
Well, we hope that this will be different.
Yes.
We hope that this can make an impact on your future, on what you could learn, and we hope you'll ask questions. And remember, I'm 5 years away from 100. And
but sharper than most 30-year-olds, I'll say that.
Well, by the grace of God only. But the point is that the history part of it has to be there for a purpose. And that's what our family has been doing all these years, is saying, okay, when you come here for art, for history, for learning about animals, whatever, how can you use it? How can it impact your life in the future?
And one other question I have for you, Hildegard. Outside of the Back in Time Tractor Show, are you open? How often are you open, or when people can come take a tour?
All right. I'm living in the garage museum part of the building now because of the fact that I need to be on one floor in terms of laundry and so on. And so what I make available is anytime you can walk the trail. You don't have to ask, although it's nice to know that you're doing it. And we do have a guest book that you can come and sign. And there are photographers, for example, who take graduation pictures and those kinds of things. But come and bring the mail. One just came in here. What the situation is because I'm older now, you can come, you can use the property, you can walk the trails, you can also check with me for a key to the cabin. We have the cabin that Dad was born in that was moved from Wheelock Street in Medford. You can get a key for, you can tour the barn, you can do all of those kinds of things. I can share that information with you. And that's available free outside of the tractor show. And we continually think that it's important that you know that we exist and that we make this available.
Absolutely.
Now, you can check our website. For example, if you want to find out how our stone house was built and so on, check the website for Coos Farm Museum Nature Preserve, and there will be a whole group of drop-down menus. The first one will be the plants and the things that are growing there. Again, not just information, but information so that you can use it to make your own decisions about what you want to plant and where you want to plant things. The next one is the benches and the 40 benches that are available. The next one is the animals, and there we do a lot of work with the lunamaws and the monarch butterflies and all the endangered aspects of that, and that is not necessarily on the website. And then there is the resources, and of course in Latin's book on Taylor County, he said that there were 15 African-American families who had homesteaded in Medford. We have notebooks on each of those 15 families because we were curious about them. And that includes, for example, F. Williams, who was the one who ran the only African-American circus. Madison and Milwaukee would claim him. Wisconsin Dells would claim him. But actually, he lived in Medford, worked in Medford, and of course, his wife was the power behind the scenes on that. Mm-hmm. She also was a seamstress and worked here in Medford. And so we have the notebooks on these early African-American families. And then the neat thing is that I contacted somebody who was a descendant of one of these families, and she brought all her family pictures, and we have videotaped her comments about what life was like back in Taylor County in those days. And so we have a lot of material that the State Historical Society doesn't know exists. And of course, you know that they think that anything north of Stevens Point is pretty close to the Arctic Circle anyway. So there's a lot of information here that we're not a lending library, but we certainly are here for people to come and use those materials.
Excellent.
So Coos Farm Museum and Nature Preserve. And then on the section on rocks and minerals, because of course we had lost our money during the Depression and there wasn't any money to build a 1930s bungalow, Papa said rocks we have. And so that building is built entirely of fieldstone that was hand cut with a chisel and a stone hammer. Walls are 2 feet thick, 2.5 feet thick in the basement. And then we have, in addition to that, an outdoor rock collection with the kinds of rocks that he did not use, dark rocks, basalt, porphyry, and so on. And so that's all material that you can explore.
Anything else on the website? I know it's user-friendly. I've looked at it myself. But anything else on the website? Or how about a phone number here, Hildegard, if somebody does want to come walk the trails?
My telephone number is 715-748-3684. That's my landline. And I have some real problems right now because of vision with the computer. And so there's so many people who are sitting in nursing homes and elsewhere who knew how to use a computer and can't and need a telephone contact. And we're trying to reach out to some of those kinds of people, too.
Sure. Well, we certainly look forward to the Back in Time Tractor Show, and anybody that's going to come visit here is going to learn a lot and is going to really enjoy their time, I think.